something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Lower now for some reason. That's a technical thing I'll have to ask you, Push, about that. I know four guys not getting laid today. I'm looking at them. We don't know that, though.
No, it's not up to us.
It's not up to us.
No, never.
If anybody heard the conversation, that's what I was joking about.
I hope my wife is listening and says, I'm going to prove Tyler wrong.
That's right. I'm going to rock
Todd's
world.
Your best bet.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think the reverse psychology is going to work here. I really don't.
You know, the guys are betting me I wasn't going to get laid tonight.
I stumbled across a little rock and roll history.
You had somebody.
Sure.
It was on this date. Looked like, 40 years ago. 40 years ago, 11 people were killed, 8 seriously injured at Riverfront Coliseum Monday in a human stampede through the arena's doors right before The Who went on stage.
1979, festival seating. Yep.
Yeah,
They didn't tell the band either.
It's kind of coming back.
Kind of horrible.
They didn't tell the band until after the show was done.
But that did put a damper on the general admission.
Right.
Well, did you see
for a little while?
Yeah. Did you see that The Who just announced their first show back in Cincinnati?
Since 79?
Since then.
Oh, really?
Like on this coming tour in 2020, they're going to play Cincinnati for the first time since 79.
Oh, they haven't played since that show.
Nope.
And WKAP did they did a show about that.
Oh, a serious show.
They did a serious show after that.
A very special
WKRP
in Cincinnati.
Right. I remember that. They all come back from The Who show, and they're all bumming out in the office, you know.
They're going to have a bunch of 65-year-olds stampeding this thing.
Yeah, exactly. And a little younger than that, 1979, you know. That's a 45 to 65-year-old crowd there, 50 to 65-year-old crowd probably at that show. Yeah.
Crowds get different. I remember going to see the Smashing Pumpkins, and they...
And when they came back on that tour?
Yeah, recently. And they, you know, they're like dark and broody music. But everybody in the crowd is just wearing like neon golf shirts. Like a very brightly colored crowd.
I saw that too. I was at that show and I saw more than one crowd of people you came right from work in your khakis and your polo to a Smashing Pumpkins show.
Well, because when they were younger, Smashing Pumpkins was big. And they remember those days, but they're businessmen.
Still just a rat in a cage.
I mean, most of us have to can dress like this. They can't.
Take a change of clothes before you go to the Smashing Pumpkins show, man.
Right.
At least throw a t-shirt on.
Yeah, but even all bands get old and all fans get old.
They had a meeting on the golf course, right before.
Yeah.
I've seen that before. I've been up there, I've seen hardcore bands at our arena. And people are dressed like they just came out of the office, you know. Yeah.
The Slayer show was not like that.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, nobody was dressed. Was everybody dressed like a Slayer show?
Yeah.
See, that's
Slayer's been around for a long time. There had to be some fans in their mid-late 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, but they weren't wearing khakis.
No.
There were so many Slayer hockey jerseys. I'm like, they must be selling hockey jerseys. Yeah. Like, they weren't. Everybody just had them.
Picked them up at a previous show.
Yeah. And I think they're one of the few bands where you, like, wear their shirt to the show.
Plus, Slayer, fans of that music can be all shapes and sizes, and hockey jerseys are like the Kevin Smith look when he was fat.
Yeah.
You could always pull it off, right?
Yeah, they don't end up in the back of the closet because they don't fit anymore.
Were they moshing? Were they moshing that show?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Not so much during Primus.
But were there guys in their mid-50s banging into each other?
I don't know. We were kind of up. I didn't see him.
Yeah.
The mosh pit.
Because moshing is still a young man's game.
Yeah.
I mean, real young.
And the mosh pit seemed more tamed down than the shows that I went to like when I was in high school. Yeah. I remember in high school, people would just get in like throwing fists around. And
exactly.
This time there was just kind of like dudes
you're right. No, I just got these fixed.
If you see a pit these days, it's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I don't remember what show was at here a couple years ago, but like I actually thought to myself, oh my God, there's a pit. I haven't seen a mosh pit in forever.
I know.
Yeah. And I remember it being different than it used to because this one seemed like everybody was just kind of like moving around in a circle.
Right.
And kind of like, and then the guys that wanted to like smash into somebody would meet in the middle. And then they just kind of like.
Oh, like a bull in a ring kind of thing.
Yeah.
You guys can eat each other. Let's just act like we're tough on the outside because we're going to work tomorrow.
Yeah. And there was one dude in a bozo clown mask with the hair and everything that nobody really messed with.
Is there general admission to arena shows anymore?
Yeah. Some of them have it.
Yeah, you see the opening. Yeah,
I mean,
but now there's so much money to be made for selling the seats down on the ground too. So they,
Well, even the GA, they'll have a VIP pit up front,
and they don't pack it either.
No,
yeah,
because I think the last couple of live shows I went to, Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
At the joint is only 4,000 people.
Right.
That was all general admission.
Right.
So first come, first served. And then at the Hard Rock in Sioux City when I saw the Struts, that was all general admission.
But you're right. Back in the day, yeah, there were general admission arena shows.
Yeah.
You stood
in
line, you got in, you go wherever you wanted to sit. And and when you're young, that's really cool because you didn't care about waiting in line. But yeah, now you pay bigger money. You want your seat safe for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, right. And even then,
where am I going to sit?
No, the whole place is empty.
If it's GA now, it's just the floor,
right,
and you have to have a ticket to go on the floor.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, GA then was anywhere you wanted to go, you just went. Right.
Yeah.
And therein lied what happened to the Who in 1979 in Cincinnati. Right.
Yeah, there was just they had to shut down a show in Mexico over the weekend.
Yeah, it was Slipknot.
Slipknot and Evanescence. It was Knotfest Mexico. Fit.
The barrier broke before the show.
Yeah, the barricades up front broke and they couldn't fix them, and
right,
they just said, look, we can't go on.
Another
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Another wall that didn't stop Mexicans, by the way.
Well,
it doesn't work.
Did you see what happened? They stormed the stage and like burned the drum kits.
When they said it wasn't going to happen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, the crowds, it was...
Did the barrier break down from just crowd pressure? People pushing up against it?
Yeah, because there was like four, five, six bands playing. And
they put a ladder up and just climbed over it.
Yeah, it broke.
Because it doesn't work. Walls don't work.
Yeah, it says rioters destroyed his instruments after a safety issue caused Slipknot to cancel their headlining set.
Yeah. Well, they were right.
Yeah.
Because if they burn the drum kit, they're
right?
pissed off.
The drummer in a video called the rioters amateur, weak, and stupid. He then went on to make a dig at them, saying they couldn't burn the drum set correctly. Couldn't even get that right.
Who's on that tour?
Well, this was like a festival thing. It was a Slipknot.
Yeah,
led.
It's called Knotfest. Right?
Yeah, they've done a few of them around the world, but yeah, this one was. I think Evanescence and Slipknot were the two bands that didn't end up playing that night.
Got it. So that would suck. They didn't get to see the headliner, obviously.
It's
called Knotfest for a reason, right?
So you got to see all the bands you really didn't want to see.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But you can't risk somebody's safety without
No. You got to cancel that.
It's you can't even.
You got to cancel that.
Yep. This is hard seltzer is becoming more popular.
Among
chicks
and
75 different brands
chicks,
of it now.
Yeah. We got a Mormon drunk on that the other day.
Well, oh no, that was flat water, not seltzer.
Still repenting.
It was alcohol water.
Well, he had a sip.
Yeah.
But that was the first sip of alcohol that he'd ever taken.
Right.
And we're proud to say he did it with us.
Yes, he did.
Suck it, Jesus.
First thing he said once you got a buzz.
Hundred calories. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah. I'm not look at you. I'm not looking at you for you to do anything. My head just goes that way.
Right.
You mean I don't want to put any pressure on you.
It says
because you're not a news guy.
Grocery stores are nowhere near saturation level with the hard seltzer. There's a commensus view among industry experts.
I have not been drunk on that yet because I don't. I just don't drink it.
I'm
not a girl. I have not had 7 or 8 hard seltzers to get a buzz on. I can drink a bunch of beer. I can drink liquor and wine and get buzzed on, which I do all the time. But I've not even attempted that because I don't even feel like it.
Right. Well, that speaks to our tolerance. You
know? No, it doesn't. I just don't drink 6 hard seltzers, but people do, Todd. Some guys do, and they're called women.
I know that I could, and I bet you I wouldn't get drunk.
Well, it's 5% beer.
No, yeah.
You would get drunk.
I would get drunk. I would be legally drunk, but I'd be under control because...
If you drink it, one of those waters, those still waters that Kellen drank was 5%. That's a beer.
Yeah.
So if I drank 6 of those, I'd have a buzz on.
At the same pace that you would drink beer.
Yeah, and you would because it's just water, but
right.
I just don't... I have no interest in getting buzzed on one of those things.
I can't feel good the next day.
No.
If I'm going to get hammered, I don't want to get hammered on that.
No.
But you wouldn't be goofy drunk.
No, but I could get really drunk on beer. I still can if I really go for it.
No, he'd be loud drunk.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does.
Right.
Yeah, well, he's loud sober. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, this is a toning experience. It's more like sipping a vodka soda or like you added a splash of alcohol
to it.
It's like vodka soda.
No, because soda's got no alcohol in it. This already has alcohol in it.
Premixed drinks are always weak.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
if you get the premixed cocktails in a can or whatever, they're always weak.
No.
Vodka soda is like magic. There's no way you can just put that in a can.
If someone should invent like a margarita mix or a Bloody Mary mix with the alcohol already in it that has enough alcohol.
Yep. Yeah, the margaritas are not.
But you're never going to see that.
Yeah. You need like Cuervo pre-mixed pro.
Pro, right.
You know?
Right.
Or mix. Or elite.
I like
or
that.
Something, you
I
know?
Like that.
Like, you know who you are. This one's for you.
Yeah, there's certainly got to be a market for that. Or are we the only drunks to do that?
No.
There's got to be.
No.
Everyone I know.
We are drunks to do that, yeah, but we're not the only ones.
Right, and we hang around a bunch of drunks, but everyone I know, if they get any kind of that mix, they get the extra alcohol.
You have
they
to add it.
They get the extra tequila. Right. They get the extra vodka. Hell, even those seltzers, I will use that as vodka mix.
I know, which is funny. You're
done
right.
Done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I usually mix my vodka with some sparkling water. Well,
might as well add some alcohol in that water, right. Too, right?
All that's in right. The fridge is the seltzer water. I suppose I can throw that in and mix it with a little more vodka.
Yeah.
Because there's generally always vodka around. And if there's not, there's someone running to get some.
An alarm goes off.
That's when you know you question your existence. You hop in the car, and your only deal is to go get vodka. I mean, there's nothing else, you know.
Well, unless you already finished off the vodka, and then you just have to switch to whatever else is in
right,
the
because
house.
You're not driving that at that point.
Yeah.
But you're right. But we've all done it. Like, I gotta run out and get vodka.
Right. At that point, it's
I could not drink.
We'll transition to beer.
Yeah.
We'll get by for the rest of the night.
If it's mid afternoon and I've done this, get home from the store, on a Saturday or something. Oh, I forgot to buy vodka. I just got back from the store. Well, I guess I'm turning around and going back.
You're going back.
I'm going back. There's really no question here.
Vodka run.
Yeah, you haven't started yet.
No.
Because Puss likes to drink like Queen Elizabeth. He's a day drinker.
I like day drinking.
And they call it a rolling buzz, yeah. She drinks, which Queen Elizabeth says, she drinks 5 drinks a day?
Four. Is what I read in, I think it was Rolling Stone.
And you know they're doubles. You know.
But they're spaced out from like noon till probably 8.
Yeah.
The whole glass is filled with booze.
That's just a rolling buzz, is what that is.
I used to think she was full of it, but that makes me like her a little bit.
I like
she's
her
just
too.
Sipping on cocktails.
Yeah, but if she's knocking back 4 cocktails a day, she might have a tolerance. That might even,
one, just so she doesn't get the
certainly.
Shakes.
One every 2 hours or so probably isn't going to give her much of a buzz.
Okay, here's her drinking inventory.
She has a black daughter-in-law now. She's got a
that whole Andrew thing.
She's got the Andrew messing with the underage girls. Yeah.
Mid morning,
Trump showed up and just being stupid at the palace.
Yeah. She's got every excuse.
Another one.
No wonder she's drinking.
Mid morning, she has a glass of gin. Is it Dubonnet?
I'll take your word for it.
Gin before noon.
Yeah. And Dubonnet on the rocks with a slice of lemon.
We're so disgusted by it.
That just seems crazy. It's just like gin anytime.
It does seem crazy.
That's mid-morning. That would be right about now. Well, it's later in England, but about 10 o'clock in the morning. And then she follows it up
before noon can be 11.
Yeah, a glass of wine at lunch and a dry martini.
Yes. Oh, she doubles up?
Yeah.
Vodka or gin martini?
She has to get a nap in there. She has to go down in the corner for like an hour between 3 and 4.
And then she sips on a glass of champagne before bedtime.
Man, she just cruises off to sleep. At 93?
She's 93.
So she does have the life.
Yeah.
Well, so if she's going mid-morning and lunch, she's getting 3 of those 4 drinks.
Sheesh.
She probably has got a buzz. Just ride out the buzz till the end of the afternoon.
Oh, you think that's one of those family things? How is she today?
No, I think her.
How is she today? Yeah. She's got it ripped.
Her tolerance level is through the roof. She just does that.
Well, I think she's just.
She maintains.
Constant. Just she's constantly numb.
Maintains throughout the day.
Yeah. Comfortably numb is basically what she is, Yeah. Because she's got some hassles.
Right.
Andrew, come in here. Come in here. 17, you kidding me?
Doesn't say if she throws a bowl of weed on top of that, but she should. She should try it.
Yeah. She eats a Chiba Chew at 3 p.m.
I do like her more now. Yeah. I do like that story.
Yeah,
I
just kids baked.
Bring in Elton John. Let's hear some music.
Yeah, that's what people
You wish. Want us to put on some Elton John? No, I want you to go get Elton. I'm the friggin' queen.
Don't talk to mama when she's drinking.
Yeah, so you got to catch her before 10.
I know. Gin, and then a glass of wine. I'm guessing a big glass of red wine, probably, and then a dry martini.
Yeah.
Well,
which obviously includes gin.
At her age, I mean, if she starts drinking at 10, she's probably been out of bed for 6 hours.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, she's...
Yeah.
And the champagne before bed is 7:30.
Probably.
Then she's probably horny. Think about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You just come in here. come in here, Phil, and crack this.
Stuck to the tape. That stuck to the tape.
It's like, again?
And she calls him Phil, too, by the way, when she's drunk. Get Phil.
Right, she's a horny drunk.
Get Phil in here. Yeah, if you got wrecking any cars, get him in here.
Don't they live in separate residences?
Yeah, they do.
Maybe that's why.
I'm guessing one of the guards takes care of that.
She's been handsy for decades.
This should be a scandal, talking like this in Britain. But
oh, yeah.
We're not in Britain.
Yeah. But no, it's out there.
No, the way we're me saying, come bang me, Phil.
Oh, yeah. That might not fly on the BBC.
Well, they can't even. Have you ever seen John Oliver's bit where if you, in England, you cannot use video footage of Parliament for comedic purposes? So every now and again, he'll...
And by the way, and Parliament is fun to watch.
It is.
Yeah, it's great.
Because he'll do a bit about it, you know, about something, and he'll make note that, you know, now remember, when this show's in Britain, they're going to get some, they just have to insert some nonsensical video there that has nothing to do with anything because you can't use it. You can't make fun of Parliament.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah. Here's Dirty Talk doesn't have to be complicated.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Is Dan Savage, sex columnist.
Oh,
the best sex talk is simple and straightforward. Tell him what you're going to do. Tell him what you're doing. Tell him what you did.
That's him?
Right.
That is so not hot coming from you.
No.
No, it's not.
And I always call him Santa.
Did you like that?
Especially this time of year.
I'm going to do this. Did you like that?
Me, Santa.
Yeah. So you're giving it to the queen.
Yeah, don't call me daddy. I don't like that.
I broke out any dirty words.
But
I would get it. Come on.
You can call me Santa.
Yeah, you just get her laughing in the middle.
I would just get her laughing. I said something really dirty.
Right.
You're together with somebody so long, I don't think it just sounds like when Todd and I talk about the play acting thing.
Oh, the role playing?
I could not do that. My wife and I could not role play because it would be what? We just.
Well, first of all,
when am I supposed to be?
I'm just a bad actor.
Yeah.
What do you walk in chaps? I'm a cowboy.
Right. I want to role play a dude who knows what he's doing.
And she ain't going to buy that.
No.
Plus, somebody would they would look at you like, shut up.
That has to be the stuff that former theater majors do. Where they really get into character.
Well, remember those great scenes
like
when
that cosplay stuff?
Well,
people do it.
No, the scenes from
I don't know anybody, but people
Modern
do it.
Modern Family, when Phil picks up his wife at the they go to a hotel bar.
Yeah, like Valentine's Day they do.
Yeah,
that.
And he comes,
Valentine's
and she's
Day
a girl
episode.
At the bar, and he walks like he's a salesman or something like that, and sleazes on her, and they try to stay in character.
What's
nobody
the,
can do that.
There's an Andy Garcia, Meg Ryan movie.
Yeah, it starts out that way.
Yeah,
the one where she's an alcoholic. It's a great movie. Yeah, you'd think they're not together.
Is that When a Man Loves a Woman?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
One
of our favorites. We like to.
They're together, but she's at the bar alone,
That's not it.
He walks up to her and acts like
Man
he's trying.
Yes, that was a great movie.
Yeah, he's trying to pick her up.
But you don't know that in the beginning of that movie.
No, you don't.
Spoiler.
And they're actually role playing.
Yeah, I think that'd be easier to pull off than acting like you're a firefighter or something.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah.
Walk into a bar, make a few jokes, and act like you're not together, right?
Yeah, see in the car.
We've done that. We know that role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've done that. I asked my wife to.
Yeah.
I want a plate of wings.
You see the waitress.
Because we met when she was a waitress. So.
Yeah. Does she still have the outfit?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, the Dirty Talk, I think, is something that I haven't done it for so long that if I started to wake it now, it'd just be insane.
Yeah, why? You're right. It'd be insane.
Like, why are you doing this? But guess what I'm going to do? Give me a bet I know.
It would be insane. That's a great term for it.
Yeah, she'd just laugh at you.
Yeah.
You're right. I haven't done it. I mean, I think of, man, I don't remember ever doing that.
Right. Are you growling?
Yeah, you like it. That always works.
She's like, kind of.
Like women like when you say, you like it. You like it.
You want the truth?
We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire.
We are.
All right.
We're talking to Malcolm McDowell tomorrow. And also comedian Dale Jones will stop up.
The all the podcasts is TNTRadioEmpire.com. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah,
Brad was sick today.
Appreciate you coming up on short notice.
Richard Reese was here too.
Dr. Mina called.
Check out the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Oh yeah, Dale Jones tomorrow, right?
Yep.
And Malcolm McDowell.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.